ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युक्तं श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 एंड श्लोक वर्स 22। द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड किंग चित्रकेतु मीट्स द लॉर्ड। यस्मिन्निदं यतश्चेदं तिष्ठति अप्येति जायते मृण्मये शिव मृजाजाति तस्मै ते ब्रह्मणे नमः। यस्मिन्निदं यतश्चेदं तिष्ठति अप्येति जायते मृण्मये शिव मृजाति तस्मै ते ब्रह्मणे नमः। यस्मिन्निदं यतश्चेदं तिष्ठति अप्येति जायते मृण्मये शिव मृजाति तस्मै ते ब्रह्मणे नमः। यस्मिन्निदं यतश्चेदं तिष्ठति अप्येति जायते मृण्मयैव मृजाति तस्मै ते ब्रह्मणे नमः। यस्मिन्निदं यतश्चेदं तिष्ठति अप्येति जायते मृण्मये शिव मृजाति तस्मै ते ब्रह्मणे नमः। वर्ड फॉर मीनिंग यस्मिन् इन होम इदम दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन यतः फ्रॉम होम च ऑल्सो इदम दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन तिष्ठति स्टैंड्स अप्येति डिसॉल्व्स जायते इज बॉर्न मृतमयेषु इन थिंग्स मेड ऑफ अर्थ एव लाइक मृत जाति बर्थ फ्रॉम अर्थ तस्मै अनटू हिम ते यू ब्रह्मणे द सुप्रीम कॉज नमः। रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबिशंसेस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवान महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। एज पॉट्स मेड कंप्लीटली ऑफ अर्थ आर सिचुएटेड ऑन अर्थ आफ्टर बीइंग क्रिएटेड एंड आर ट्रांसफॉर्म इनटू अर्थ अगेन व्हेन ब्रोकन दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन इज कॉज्ड बाय द सुप्रीम ब्रह्मन situated in the Supreme Brahman and annihilated in the same Supreme Brahman. Therefore, since the Supreme Lord, the Lord is the cause of Brahman, let us offer him our respectful obeisances. Please repeat. As parts made completely of earth are situated on earth, after being created and are transformed into earth again when broken, this cosmic manifestation is caused by the Supreme Brahman, situated in the Supreme Brahman and annihilated in the same Supreme Brahman. Therefore, since the Supreme Lord is the cause of Brahman, let us offer him our respectful obeisances. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord is the cause of the cosmic manifestation. He maintains it after creation and after annihilation. The Lord is the reservoir of everything. So it's a very small purport, just one sentence. Om Ajnan Timrandhasya Jnananjan Shalakaya Chakshumilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamen Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utpadikamlam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarnagnatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagan Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitansha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostuti Tapti Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishubhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpitaru Bhayasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangam Langhyate Girim, Yat Kripatam Aham Vande, Shri Gurum Dentaranam, Paramananda Madhavam, Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Kasturi Tilakam Lalat Patle Vakchastale Kotsavam Nasa Girvar Magdukam Kartale Venu Kare Kankanam Sarvangi Harichandanam Sulitam Kanthi Chamuktavali Gopistri Parveshchito Vijayate Gopala Chudamani. So first of all, I would like to offer my respects to all the senior Vaishnavas sitting here, Mother Lakshmimani and my temple president Panchagura Prabhu, and those who are listening on the radio. Hare Krishna to you all. So first, just putting this chapter into context, this verse into context. The chapter is entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Lord. So before this, you have heard the story of Vritrasura. Now this Vritrasura, he was actually originally King Chitraketu. So now King Chitraketu's narrations are being told. And we are in the chapter where Narad Muni is imparting what is known as Mahavidya, knowledge, the great science, to King Chitraketu. But before that, a lot has happened. For example, King Chitraketu, who was very aggrieved, Shri Gonitai ki jaya, Shri Krishna Lam ki jaya, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jaya. He was very sorrowful, very aggrieved due to the death of his son. So Narad Muni and King Angra, by their mystic power, they bring him back to speak spiritual knowledge. And this son, dead son, when he comes in this body, in that dead body, he refuses to recognize his parents, namely King Chitraketu and Queen Krityadhi. And after that he says, how can I say that these are my parents? I'm wandering from one body to another body by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can I say and recognize that these are my parents? I had so many parents, millions of lifetimes. And then he gives many, many nice examples. Two examples are prominent, such as the flow of the river. The river is flowing. The river of the time is flowing. And by the arrangement of Providence, the Supreme Lord, many people, like the straw in the river, they come in contact and then they get separated. So similarly, living entities, they come in contact with one body, one body to relationships, then they get separated at the end of death. They separated hopelessly, mercilessly, they separated. The second example he gives is about the gold and other commodities, particularly the animals. Like in the West, you see, you find pet shops. So in pet shops, people go and they buy cats, dogs, snakes, rabbits, all kinds of animals. They can buy them for pets. There was one devotee, he had snake as a pet. Snake. So people buy pets. So the pet, being under the control of the owner in the shop, has no relationship with the owner. Because next moment somebody comes, gives the price and buys that pet. A dog, cat or snake, whatever. Then that person becomes his owner. Then somebody else buys. So this way, the living entity has no factual relationship, but bodily relations, such as parents, friends, etc. So when this dead son of Chitraketu is speaking like this, it awakens the transcendental sense of King Chitraketu and he becomes ready to receive the spiritual knowledge. A similar example can be found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Leela. In Srivasangan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hold Sankirtan throughout night. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So throughout night the Sankirtan would go on. And then one day, Mahaprabhu felt that he was not feeling the ecstasy, normal ecstasy, for some reason. So he inquired, what's wrong? Something has happened in this house. So when they found out, they found that Shiva's son was dead. His son died during the Sankirtan. And Shiva's Thakur knew this, but he did not want to disturb Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan. So he told the ladies in the house, don't grieve. Don't cry, because this will disturb Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan. Don't cry. So the ladies, they were very sorrowful, but they could not cry as they would like to. So eventually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revived the dead son, and that son spoke to everyone else. Similar thing, more or less, as Chitraketu's dead son is speaking. But this Shiva's son was more fortunate because he had Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of him and all the devotees assembled. So similar event. Chitraketu became prepared to receive transcendental knowledge, and then Narad Muni has imparted what is known as Mahavidya, the great science of self-realization. So this shloka we read today is one of the shloka, the series of verses which Narad Muni has spoken to instruct Chitraketu in this great science called Mahavidya. You know, Vidya means knowledge, Maha means great, great knowledge. So this is part of this great knowledge. Why this is significant? This is significant because by chanting these mantras, Chitraketu, in 1 week, he had the audience with Lord Sankarsana. Immediate audience after 1 week. So powerful these verses are. So in this chapter, we find number of things notable. First, that transcendental knowledge can be received by a candidate who is materially exhausted, such as Chitraketu. He had all material opulence conceivable. Hundreds and thousands of queens, kingdom, youth, beauty, knowledge, obedient servants, subject, everything. However, he became materially exhausted because of this one incident of his son being dead in front of his eyes. And then his son spoke to him. So that prepared him to receive the transcendental knowledge. So this preparedness has to be there. Secondly, the mantras are powerful. This is second thing we learned from this chapter. These mantras are very powerful. Like these number of mantras, part of Mahavidya, they are so powerful that by chanting these mantras, King Chitraketu saw Lord Sankarsana face to face. And later on you will study that Lord Sankarsana is actually mentioning that you became qualified, eligible to see me because you received this mantra, Mahavidya, from my devotees, Angira and Narad. So, similar fortune has been created for the devotees of ISKCON by Srila Prabhupada. As soon as one comes in contact with ISKCON, what do we receive? Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Only difference is that nobody is going to ask us whether we are eligible or not eligible. There's no question of eligibility. Everyone can chant. I know one devotee in the UK. She can't speak. Dumb. By birth she is dumb. But she has been initiated by a spiritual master because she wants to chant. And she can only chant in mind. So Mahamantra is for everyone. But those who can chant, they have this great fortune. Just like Narad Muni and Angira Muni, they imparted Mahavidya to Chitraketu. And they said, and within 1 week, he saw the Lord face to face. Similarly, those who chant Mahamantra, they become eligible to see the Lord face to face. While talking to Bob Cohen, Brahmatirtha Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada said that anyone who practices Krishna consciousness for 6 months, seriously, can see God face to face, Krishna face to face. And actually speaking, we are seeing Krishna face to face. Krishna is here. Later on in this chapter, Lord Sankarsana mentions that these two things are eternal. One, the sound vibration, such as the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Secondly, the deity form of the Lord is eternal. It's not made of clay or metal or wood. This form of Krishna is eternal. And Lord Krishna in 11th canto also confirms to Uddhava that 8 of his forms are eternal. One, his image in the mind is also eternal. His image in the deity form is eternal. His image in the form of sound vibration is also eternal. So these forms are eternal. So these are few things which are very nicely described in this chapter, very emphatically described and worth learning from. Now coming to the shloka and the purport today. In the shloka, Narad Muni narrates, he says, Yasminidam yatashyedam tishtati appeti jayate mrinmayeshiv mrajyati tasmeti brahmane namaha. So this shloka is talking about the Supreme Lord being the creator, maintainer and annihilator of the cosmic manifestation, and yet he remains completely aloof. Now same verse is sometimes misinterpreted by the Mayavadi philosophers, similar verses. Why? Let's just give you an example. The translation says here, as parts made completely of earth are situated on earth after being created and are transformed into earth again when broken. So this example of earth and the pot is also used by the Mayavadi philosophers, but they completely misunderstand it. How? They think there's only one Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, I am Atma Brahma, and all these Mahavakyas, the great aphorism that they chant or they cite from the Vedas, they misinterpret. Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, for example. I am Brahman, Tattvamasi, you are also that. So I am Brahman, you are Brahman. And then they take examples like this, which says that as the pots are made from earth, when annihilated, they mix into earth or they go back into earth. Therefore, there is only one existence, that of earth. So earth is the only existence, which means Brahman is the only existence. And Brahman only exists. So how they misinterpret? By saying that actually the same Brahman which is within me and you, there's only one Brahman existing and nothing else exists. And this way they refuse the existence of the jiva or the living entity. Now same example is used by Srimad Bhagavatam, by Vaishnava Acharyas. But they interpret in this way, which is when this cosmic manifestation is caused by the Supreme Brahman, situated in the Supreme Brahman and annihilated in the same Supreme Brahman. So here the existence of Supreme Brahman is accepted. The example of earth is okay. The body is made of material elements. Therefore, the body which has earth element within it will mix within earth and become earth. They're just saying that you came from earth and you'll go back into earth. So that's true. The body is made of five material elements, and these five material elements, when the body dies, they go back into their tanmatras, their bigger existence, just like the earth will mix into earth and so on. But here, the existence or the hand of the Supreme Lord is accepted. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Brahmano hi pratishthaham. I am the sustenance of this Brahman. Even if you accept that we are all Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi, then Krishna is not Brahman, he is Supreme Brahman. Just like Arjuna says in 10th chapter, Param Brahma, Param Dham, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shaswatam Devam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibham. Param Brahma. Even if you accept that we are all Brahman, then Krishna is Param Brahma, Supreme Brahman. Therefore, this creation, maintenance and destruction takes place under the supervision of the Supreme Brahman. For example, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, in 10th chapter, verse 8, He says, Maya Dakshin Prakriti Suite. In Bhagavad Gita elsewhere, Krishna says, Maya Dakshin Prakriti Suite Sacharacharam. Hetunan and Kante, Jagadvi Parvartate. Under my supervision, the material nature creates this cosmic manifestation, which is full of animate and inanimate beings. Suyate. Suyate means creates. So Krishna is saying that there is one agency which is creating the material nature. In Brahma Sahita, Lord Brahma is also confirming the same fact. He says, Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Rekha Chaya Vesa Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga Ichchanurupam Api Yasya Cheshtatesa Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So material nature, Mother Durga, she is the agency by whom Krishna creates, maintains and annihilates this material creation. And this Durga acts like a shadow. So shadow means the shadow follows the original. Just like if I stand in the sun, I'll see my shadow. So there's original person and there's a shadow. So original person is Krishna and his shadow, his material energy, Durga, then she does these three functions. Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya. Creation, maintenance and destruction. But in this entire cosmic manifestation, when these three things are taking place, Krishna's hand is there. So that is the difference when these kind of verses are interpreted by Vaishnava Acharyas, the devotees and the Mayavadi philosophers. They take the same verse, same example, but interpret it differently. They completely deny the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in creating, maintaining and destroying the universe, and take those examples such as the mud or the clay pot, again going back into clay, becoming mud. So although the purport is very small, but what we can see from this verse that this great science known as Mahavidya was imparted to King Chitraketu when he was completely prepared to receive it from the sages Narada Muni and Angra Muni. And after receiving this knowledge with full faith, the king gets a good fortune to see Lord Sankarsan in Patal Loka. So I'm just going to stop here and we'll take some questions or comments. Yes, Prabhu. So your question is, what's the level of seriousness? Level of seriousness. Receiving spiritual knowledge or instructions as it is. So this is level of seriousness. When you receive the instructions, just like you look at the example of Arjuna and Krishna. Was Arjuna serious to receive Bhagavad Gita? In the first chapter, he wasn't. Was he? He wasn't. Would you say he was? In the first chapter, Arjuna wasn't serious to receive Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because he gave five reasons why he should not fight. Five reasons. But in the second chapter, when he surrendered to Krishna, Karpanya Doshu Apahaswabhava Prachamitam Dharma Sammoha Cheta Yachya Shanishan Nishitam Bruhitanme Shishyastiham Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. Arjuna realized that actually he is bewildered. He cannot solve his own problem. Therefore, he surrendered to Krishna and said, Shishyasti, I am a disciple, surrendered unto you. Shadhi, I take shelter of you. Mam Prapannam. Mam, and please instruct me. Shishyasti aham Shadhi Mam Tvam Prapannam. So please instruct me. So that's the level of seriousness that he gave up his own speculative power or speculative tendency. In the first chapter, he was arguing with Krishna why he should not fight. He had self-interest why he should not fight. In the second chapter, verse 6, 7, 8 onwards, he becomes serious. So when he becomes serious, then Krishna takes the position of the spiritual master, and verse 11 of second chapter, then Krishna says, Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Asochyan Anvasochyastham Pagyavadan Shabhasa Se Gatasun Agatasun Nanu Sochanti Pandita. That you think that you are very learned, a scholar, but you are grieving for those who should not be grieved for. So here Chitraketu is grieving for his dead son. But then he becomes serious. And his seriousness is that he surrenders to the spiritual master Narada Muni. Just like Krishna, Arjuna surrenders to Krishna. Then let me give you another example from the Bhagavad Gita. After speaking entire Bhagavad Gita, Krishna wanted to test Arjuna. So he is asking in the 18th chapter. After speaking whole Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter is spoken. Then he is asking Arjuna, Karishya Vachanam Tav. Whatever you like, you can do. And this is after 17 chapters have been spoken. Now, let us see the answer, the response Arjuna has given to Krishna. He says, Karishya Vachanam Tav. No, Krishna is asking Arjuna, Yathechasi Tatha Kuru. Whatever you like, you can do. Yathechasi Tatha Kuru. And Arjuna's response is, Karishya Vachanam Tav. Okay. So Krishna is testing Arjuna, Yathechasi Tatha Kuru. Yatha means as, Ichasi means desire. Yathechasi Tatha Kuru. So you do. Whatever you desire, you can do. And Arjuna is saying, Karishya Vachanam Tav. My illusion has been dispelled, and therefore I would do whatever you want me to do. So that is surrender. So we see Arjuna's surrender in the second chapter, then Arjuna's surrender in the 18th chapter. What's the difference? The difference is, in the very first instance, in the second chapter, Arjuna is prepared to receive the spiritual knowledge just like King Chitraketu is prepared to receive Mahavidya. In the 18th chapter, he has received that knowledge and he is prepared to put that knowledge in practice. So when a disciple, a seeker, comes to the spiritual master and says this, what? Tadviddhi pranipatena paripreshnena sevaya upadekshantiti jnanam jnanana tatvadarshana. So, tadviddhi pranipatena, first of all, pranipat. Pranipat means surrender. Paripreshnena, asking questions, making inquiries, and sevaya, offering service. So when these three things are there, then the spiritual master would impart knowledge. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is giving a reason why he is speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Sa evayam mayatyadya योगः प्रोक्तः पुरातनः भक्तवसि मे सखाचेति रहस्यम हि एतद् उत्तमम्. द सेम नॉलेज विच आई हैड इम्पार्टेड टू सन गॉड विवस्वान इमं विवस्यति योगं प्रोक्तवान अहमप्यम. द सेम नॉलेज आई एम इम्पार्टिंग टू यू. वाई? बिकॉज यू गॉट टू क्वालिफिकेशन, टू एलिजिबिलिटी क्राइटेरिया. फर्स्ट भक्तवसि, यू आर माय डिवोटी. सेकेंडली सखाचेति, you are also my friend, very dear friend. So these are some of the eligibilities given by Krishna in various places of Bhagavad Gita, like in the fourth chapter. And then when Krishna is testing Arjuna, his surrender, and ultimately Krishna is declaring sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braj aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami ma sucha. So surrender has been emphasized throughout Bhagavad Gita, but ultimately in 18th chapter verse 66 this surrender has been emphatically emphasized. Surrender. So surrender is important. That's why when the students, the spiritual seekers, used to go to the spiritual masters, they used to sit near the spiritual master. And that's why our scriptures are known as Upanishad. Up means near, close by, in proximity. Nishat means sit. So sit down near the proximity of the spiritual master who is self-realized. Sit down and hear. Hearing. So surrender requires, hearing requires surrender. And that the spiritual knowledge is revealed. So coming back to your question, what's the level of surrender which will enable us to have darshan of Krishna face to face? The answer is 100% surrender. If the surrender is 50%, then we will receive only 50% perfection. If the surrender is 80%, we will receive only 80% perfection. If the surrender is 100%, then we will receive 100% perfection. Just like Arjuna did. Just like Chitraketu did, the level of surrender was 100%. And Krishna confirms this in the first canto to Narad Muni. He says that those who are imperfect yogis, they do not see me. They don't have eligibility to see me. I don't give my darshan to yogis who are imperfect. Therefore, we have to perfect our sadhana, our surrender. So to the extent we can perfect our surrender, to that extent we can become perfect. Or to that extent Krishna will reveal himself to us. In the Upanishads, in the scriptures, in the Vedas, it is said, Nayam Atma Deha Bhajam Niloke. He said, to the extent the devotee, the seeker, he surrenders himself, to that extent Krishna reveals himself.